In today's broadcast, we're interviewing Josh Brinks, who predicts what the future of education will be like. So, Josh, what makes you say that teachers are useless?
Well, you know, when I was a pupil in secondary school, life was so boring. I used to go to school every day, of course, whereas the only thing I wanted was spending hours in front of the computer. I loved chatting with my friends using my webcam, and I learned quite a lot about how to use the internet too. I bought my father's website, for example, when I was 15.
And so, one day you thought about replacing school.
Well, you know, I'm a kind of inventor in my own way, and I think I know what school will look like in the future.
Tell us about it.
Schools will actually be replaced by computers. It means that pupils won't go to school anymore. They'll just stay at home and learn what they have to learn from their own personal computer.
But how's that possible? They will still need someone to teach them, won't they?
I'm not so sure. They will read from texts online, listen to recordings, watch pre-recorded videos of teachers or specialists talking about something. Honestly, isn't it easier to read something twice if you don't understand it, rather than raising up your hand and asking for an explanation, especially if you're shy?
What other advantage will your system offer?
I think we have a lot of technology at our disposal these days to make our life easier. Pupils will, for example, copy the biology lesson recorded in MP3 format on their iPod in order to listen to it when they get on the bus later that day.
Or just before the exam. Oh, no exams, by the way, if there is no school. How are you going to solve that problem?
I've thought about that. Everything will happen in front of the computer. Each pupil will get a personal barcode who'll have to scan to get access to the lessons, and they'll have to turn on the webcam so that the teachers will be able to see them.
I see, and that's how you will prevent them from skipping classes.
Indeed. So someone is needed to check if the kids are there, but not necessarily a teacher.
But what about the exams? Will they take place at home as well?
But of course, why not? During the exams, the webcam will be very useful to check that the students don't cheat.
I must say that I'm very surprised by your idea.
Let's face it, even the environment will benefit from it.
Environment? You lost me there.
But of course, if all the pupils are staying at home, the number of cars on the roads will go down, which means there are going to be fewer accidents and certainly fewer kids being run over when crossing the street to come back home, because they are already home.
Well, Josh, what the future holds, no one can tell. We'll see each other in 20 years' time and find out whether this has become true. Thank you for joining us on this program and sharing your vision of the future with us.
Thank you for inviting me.